In addition to the power and the drama on a human level of the story of Yosef and his reconciliation with his brothers, Chazal in the Medrash also see a deeper allusion in this interaction between Yosef and his brothers to future national events, significant events, both good and bad, that will affect the Jewish people, Jewish history, on the biggest scale. We read in Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Yudalid, after Yosef has already revealed his true identity, a little bit providing context for the past and the difficult times that they had experienced as a family, as well as setting the tone for the optimistic future, how Yosef will be able to help them and take care of them, etc. We then read in Pasuk Gedalid, V'yipol al tzavarei Binyamin achiv, that Yosef fell on the neck of his brother Binyamin, v'yefk, and he cried, and similarly, Binyamin bacha al tzavarav, Binyamin fell and cried on Yosef's neck. And interpreting this pasuk on a deeper level, the rabbis in the Medrash Rabbah in Parsha Tzadi Gimel, and this is in part mentioned in a more abbreviated way by Rashi here on the pasuk, they see in this act of, again on a simple level, a mutual brotherly love and an outpouring of raw human emotion, they see in this a deeper prophetic image and lesson. And they are clued into this by the fact that, as the Medrash points out, the language of tzavarei, that Yosef cried on tzavarei Binyamin, is actually a very, very difficult lashon. Tzavar is a neck. Tzavarov could also be in the singular a neck, a single neck. But tzavarei, which is not such a typical conjugation to begin with, would seem to be referring to something in the plural, which leads the Medrash to ask, v'chiyesh shnei tzavarim hayu l'binyamin, did Binyamin have two necks? That the Medrash says that Yosef cried on tzavarei Binyamin. He didn't have two necks. Why the plural conjugation? Therefore, the Medrash concludes that there's something else going on. El amar Rabbi Elazar ben Padas, Yosef ra'a b'ruach ha-kodesh, sheshnei bete mikdashos asidin libanos v'chakol shel Binyamin, v'atidin lecharev. That Yosef at this very moment had a prophetic vision, and he saw that one day in the future, when his descendants, his brother's descendants, when Am Yisrael will eventually be in the land of Israel, and they will build the Beis HaMikdash, not once but twice, and the location of that Beis HaMikdash will, at least in part, be in the tribal lands and the Shevet of Binyamin. Part of it was in Yehuda, but part of it was in the land belonging to tribe of Binyamin. But unfortunately, for all the happiness and heyday that that would herald, but unfortunately, both of those Batei Mikdash would eventually be destroyed. Atidin lecharev. And when he thought about at that moment, the ultimate and future destruction of the two temples, Yosef was moved to tears. Once having established that there's a lot more going on here than meets the eye, Yosef's tears were not just over meeting his brother, but over this future cataclysmic event in Jewish history. The Medrash says similarly, when the pasuk continues, that Binyamin cried al tzavarav on Yosef's neck. So that was also in a similar vein. Rosh Mishkan Shilo Asli Asos Mechalkol Shel Yosef V'asid Le Charev. Binyamin too was crying for the same reason, because he saw with prophetic vision that one time in the future, the Jewish people are in Israel. We know before the Beis HaMikdash was built, they had the temporary mikdash, what we call the Mishkan, the tabernacle, and it moved from place to place. But for a significant amount of time, 369 years, it was in the city of Shiloh, which is in the tribal lands, the area of the Shevet of Yosef, specifically Shevet Ephraim. And therefore, Binyamin at that moment sees that the Mishkan will be for so many years in the land of Yosef, but the Mishkan too will be destroyed, and that is why he is crying. What is really fascinating is that the Medrash then continues, and having thus established that tears in this otherwise seemingly straightforward human drama are actually about a lot more than just the human emotion, but rather prophetic allusions to future events in Jewish history, the Medrash then turns our attention back to a pasuk that appears a little bit earlier in this same story, right before Yosef revealed himself, at the very outset of our parsha, when he's overwhelmed with emotion, and he finally decides the time has come to pierce the veil, to show his true self and admit that it's really him. So the Torah tells us, "Vayiten es kolo bibchi." He immediately just gives forth tremendous tears. He cries. The pasuk continues and says that the whole house of Paro, the whole Egypt, heard his tears. And it's then, immediately afterwards, after he cries tremendously, we read among the most famous words in the entire Torah, "Ani Yosef ha'od avichai." We have the big reveal. But here, having again focused on the tears at the later point in the story of Binyamin and Yosef hugging each other and crying and explaining the deeper message therein, the Medrash now turns to that first set of tears when Yosef was crying to himself, filled with emotion before the actual reveal. And the Medrash similarly assumes that just like the subsequent crying of Yosef and Binyamin was also about a national event as understood by prophetic means, so too this initial crying of Yosef also has an additional national significance. What is that? So says the Medrash so beautifully, Kishem shlo pias Yosef asachav el bebchiyah, just like Yosef didn't reconcile with his brothers without first crying, the crying was a medium for the reconciliation. One day, after the destruction of the same Batei Mikdash, Hashem will eventually redeem us and bring the Geula and rebuild and bring the Jewish people back after the first destruction. The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Aleph, Bibchi Yava'u. They will come back through tears, Ubetachanonim Ovileim, and I will lead them back through their petition, through their prayers. But says the Medrash, you see here as well, that reconciliation can come through the crying, just like Yosef reconciled with his brothers, so to eventually Jewish people with Hashem. And I think this is such a powerful medrash, both of these, because not only do you see the human drama playing out on a deeper national level, but also you see two different methods or two forms of tears. First we had the tears of sadness, but now we have the tears that are both happy and healing and reconciliation.